Hi. So we're holding on Yud Ches on the day, the first Mishnah. The subject of this parak is the various types of korbanos, what happens with the tmura, and what happens with the blood of each one of them. Tmura, where you exchange one of a chulin animal for the kodshim one, and the other way around, however you look at it, and the blood that the kodshim animal had a baby. So the previous Mishnah had discussed what you do with the blood and tmura of a shlomin. So our Mishnah says, blood todo tmurata, the baby of an animal for toja and tmura, blood on a first color, and its baby and the baby of its baby, etc., is for all generations to come. They have the same status as the toja. You do bring the tmura or the baby of the original animal, or the baby of the tmura, or the descendant of it, as the case may be, as a toda. Although v'ad she'ein cho'onim lechem, the only difference is that you don't bring the bread that you would usually bring along with the tmura, with the toda. You don't bring it with the tmura or with the blood. Where do we know this from? The Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a b'laisa. Mahu omer yakrizenu. What does it mean when the pasuk says im al toda yakrizenu? If on a toda he is makriz it. What is that word yakrizenu adding? It could just say imal toda. What's the word yakrizenu adding? It means makrish toda v'olda. Suppose a person set aside an animal for a toda and it got lost. The hifrish acheres tachter. So he designated a different animal instead to bring as a toda. The nimtzis harishon. Then he finds the original one. By Rishtein owned it, and now both of them are standing in front of him. Minayin she'ezah she'yitze yakriv. The lachmahim. How do we know then that he can be makriv whichever one he wants of the two animals as a toda, and he brings the regular 40 loaves of bread? Okay?
Only one.
Yeah. So he only intends to bring one toda, right? Tamadlan a toda yakriv. Therefore, the pasuk says yakriv. Where, in other words, could have said yakriv. In other words, you didn't have to say the word at all. Mm-hmm. It says yakrivenu. So we're going to break it down. First yakriv, and then yakrivenu.
Wouldn't you have to say yakriv himself?
No. Because it's the way the pasuk goes, imal toda yakrivenu, the hikriv al zevach toda, etc. And then he brings with it forty chalas. So it doesn't have to say yakrivenu. Imal toda, the zos toda zevach hashlam, and lasher yakriv. It says many yakriv in the previous pasuk. The zos toda zevach hashlam, lasher yakriv lashem. Imal toda, the hikriv al zevach toda, etc. So the word yakrivenu is extra. So first we're breaking down the word yakriv. You would think then that the second one has to be, if you're going to bring it as a toda, after you brought the first one, that you should bring the 40 loaves of bread with it also. No, Tamabani, Yakrivenu. No, therefore the prophet says Yakrivenu, which is a singular. Only one, not two. Achas
v'loshtai. In other words, he's only bringing one for him.
Well, no, that's the point. He's bringing the second one of the korban as well. We just said imal toda yakriv means that you're going to be makriv, that you can be makriv either one, and once you're makriv one, the other one still has to get the yusha of a toda as well. So the only thing that we can be mamayik in yakrivenu, as Rashi says, is the lechem. So that's how we know then that the second one doesn't come with lechem. How do we know that the same rule applies to the blood of the baby of the carbon, if the animal gave birth before we brought the carbon, or tmuras, the tmura of the original carbon, the chalifas, or substitutes? What is a substitute? Actually, says the case that we had before, where you designated an original animal, it got lost. And so then you designated a different one, and now you have the other one. Tosfos asks, isn't that the case we already had previously in the Braisa? So Tosfos says, how goes that group of brings that? What it means is apparently that what it means is this that we said before, you can be makriv either one. That if you hadn't been makriv any one of them yet, neither one is dochuri, neither one is pushed off. So okay, whichever one you're going to bring it a full-fledged toda with the lechem. We wouldn't otherwise know that if you were makriv one of them, that you are supposed to be makriv the other one. You would say, once I was makriv one, what do I care if there's an extra one left over? No. So how do we know? Tama blame of imal toda. Therefore, the process is if on a toda, so anything that has to do with a toda has to be good. Again, Yochel, Yehu, Kulam, Tunis, Lachem, you would think that all these cases, the Vlodis, and the Tmuris, and the Chalifos, should require the bread with them also. No, come on, al zevah hatoda. Therefore, the pasuk says on the zevah hatoda, meaning only the actual toda. Toda to una lechem. So only the actual toda itself requires lechem. V'lo vlad or tmurah sevah chalifah to una lechem, but the vlad, tmurah, and chalifah do not require lechem. So that's it. So that's what happens with the tmura of a toga. We had, by the way, yesterday, we had an Amar Aleph, we had a machlokas on the question when it comes to shlomim, whether we would say that future generations of a shlomim or its tmura are brought as a korban. We had Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that says that even the first generation after it, you don't, because we don't want people to start trying to raise herds and herds of animals in the shlomim. And we had the opinion of Rabbi Shulam Levi, who says that even the Chachamim would agree on later generations. Rashi explained over there, though, that the Chachamim didn't see fit to make that zero when it comes to a Toda, because a Toda is much less common than a regular Shlomim. A Toda is a subtype of Shlomim. It is true, but it's much less common, and therefore the Chachamim didn't feel a need to make a zero about it. Okay. Mishnah says, Tmurah Oila, the Tmurah of an Oila, now, an animal oila is always a male. And as far as bird oila, so there is such a thing as a female bird oila, but there's no such thing as tmura with bird carbonus, as we learned in the horse panel. So when it comes to an oila, you can't talk about the blood of an oila, but you can talk about the tmura of an oila. So you took a male animal of an oila and exchanged another animal for it, or vlad tmura, or the baby of the tmura, for the tmura could just as well be a female. The child or whatever until all future generations. Hare Ela Ka'ola, these tmuros and these bladas of the tmuros are like the ola itself. Therefore, you bring them as an ola, or to una, as long as they're male, or to una infection, and you treat them just like a regular ola. You have to, you strip off the skin, you cut them up into the appropriate pieces, which we'll learn about in the second Talmud in a couple of months, about this end, and it's completely burnt on the fire, just like the original ola. What about Hamakish Nekeva Lola? What about a person designated a female animal for an ola? The Yolda Zohar, and later, now female can't be an ola. No, an animal. So there's no such thing. Yeah, exactly. But he designated it as an ola, which he wasn't supposed to, and later on gave birth to a male. So now that male is conceivably something that you could bring as an ola. Do we bring it or not? So the Tanakhama says no. Yira abshi yisdoev. You have to let that male baby graze until it develops a womb, the yimacher, and only then you sell it. The yavi the dumb of ola, and then you use the value of it to buy an ola, because the animal itself, the chamhold, is nidcha. Once it came from a kedusha b'chuya, because the mother herself was not able to be brought as an ola, therefore neither is the baby. So they, well, not kedusha dumim per se, but the nekeva herself may have a certain kedusha. Like, oh, Tosef actually discussed that a block or two earlier, that maybe it has kedusha like, and you'd have to wait till it itself would develop a womb. But right now we're talking about the baby has to be left to develop a womb. Rabbi Eliezer says no, the baby animal itself, as long as it's a male, can actually be brought as an animal. As opposed to the Chachamim, it said that you have to use the value of it to buy an animal. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Reisha Delay Pligi or Maishna Sefer De Pligi, why is it when it comes to the baby of Tmura of an Ola, everybody agrees that the baby itself is brought as an Ola? Why is it in the Sefer, or Maishna Sefer De Pligi, why is it in the Sefer that they have the argument that the Chachamim say that the baby of this female animal is not brought as an Ola itself? What's the difference? So Rabbi Baba Chama says, you know what? The first part of the Mishnah is actually a subject of machloikas as well. The Reisha is only a point to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim, in fact, would disagree in that case also and say that the baby of the Tmura is not broader than Ola, but rather you wait till it develops a moment cell of the thing. The Rabba Amar, Rabba says no, after the Tamer Rabban. No, you don't have to say that. You can say that the Reisha is even a point to the Rabban. Ad can make Pligi alleged of Eliezer Elagabi Matish Nekeva La'ola. Because you know that Rabbanan are only arguing with Eliezer when somebody designates a female animal for an Ola. We're, after all, the Ime Loikreva. After all, the mother, and in this case we mean literally the mother, as opposed to on the next line, we're going to use the mother word mother a little more metaphorically, but the original animal that you were makdish is not capable of being brought as an oila, because an oila can't be a female animal. Avot tmura, but when it comes to the tmura, or the vlab tmura, as Shitim Kubakim says, the Ime Nami Kreva, after all over there, the metaphorical mother could be brought as a carbon. We don't mean the literal mother, but what we mean is, in other words, how does this vlab tumura or tumura itself come about? The original kedusha comes from a male animal that was designated as an oila. That male animal perfectly well could have been brought as an oila. So the animal with the original kedusha is able to be brought as a carbon, as that type of carbon. Therefore, because the rabbanon mardi, therefore even the rabbanon would agree that, therefore even the rabbanon would agree that it's not totally kedusha dechora. In the seifa where the original animal of kedusha itself cannot be brought as an oila, then they would say, well, therefore neither can the baby, because it comes from the koyach. Its kedusha depends on something which itself didn't have the kedusha to be brought on the mizbeach. But in the case of the tmura, or the vlad tmura, where it does, then the chachamim would agree that it could be, that it itself could be brought as a carbon. Okay. The question then becomes, umi amar abalazar yikrav oila hu asmoi. Are you telling me that in a case like this, where again you've designated an animal that is not able to be brought as that type of carbon, namely a female animal? Okay, so yeah, I know. Well, I have a contradiction. We see a case where you have an animal that cannot be brought as the appropriate type of carbon, and Rabbi Eliezer says that the result of that, that gained kedusha from that, is not brought as that type of carbon. Okay, I'm going to break now.